It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where.
Hey guys, this is Adam. Welcome to the show.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那现在年底了嘛， So all kinds of lists and 就是 round up. Today we'll be talking about some new words.
Okay.
我觉得是特别值得学的 that are worth learning, 因为他们很有意思，而且 you can easily use them in your daily life.
That's right.
我们今天的这些十个新词呢都会放在我们的微信推送里面，请大家到
开言语，
对，到我们的微信公众号开放的开语言的言，就可以看到今天十个精彩的新词。Do you use them in your daily life?
Well, the first one I do use quite a bit.
Oh, 对，那我们就一个一个来讲啊。这个 first one is...
Collectivist or collectivism.
Oh, collectivism.
Yeah, it's a long one.
对 collectivist. 哎呦，这个 click, so you use your mouse.
Right.
就是用鼠标。
嗯。
所以呢这个词我觉得有一个特别好的中文对应，就是键盘侠。
Okay, so for us it comes from the word activist.
Activist or activism.
Right, exactly.
这种说的就是那种特别热衷什么 social movements, 社会运
动。 Sure, yeah, yeah.
对，就是很热血的人，是吧，有点愤青。 But
yeah, nowadays we don't really leave our houses. We don't leave our computers.
Oh, you don't really put yourself out there.
Right, exactly. I just read an article and then click like. Or just click赞 or something.
或者就是你有自己什么 you know, you have beliefs, but it's like, oh, it's too much work. 太麻烦了，要真的去做一些事。So let me just use my phone or my computer.
Exactly.
对，所以就是一个键盘侠啊。So you can call someone a collectivist.
Sure, yeah.
Right? And it's like...
Well, it's not very nice.
So it kind of implies you just talk the talk.
That's
but
right.
You don't...
Walk the walk.
对，就没有实际行动的键盘侠啊。So a collectivist 或者 collectivism.
Right.
那接下来我们选这个也是有一个 ism.
More isms.
Ism 在英语里面就是一种主义。
Right, exactly.
对吧 ?So this one is...
This one is, well, Trumpism.
啊，就是特朗普，对吧 ?So Trumpism 就是特朗普他的这一套 his ideas and his beliefs, 支持他的这些人 ,so they all believe in Trump.
Believe in Trump. Well, there's another, you know, you just said, Jenny, ism or ist. There's another little suffix we always use, which is I-Z-E.
啊，是一个动词，什么什么话，
right,
对吧？比如说。
Exactly. Like, you know, civilize.
Globalize.
Globalize,
全球化。
Exactly. So we could also say, you know, Trumpetize.
America has been Trumpetized.
Yeah.
对吧，就是说他的这个 idea 就是蔓延影响了很多人啊。
Now you just said America.
美国啊，对啊。
Right, but you know these days, especially Americans, they don't really call it America.
那他们说什么
?America.
哦，好像 Spencer 很喜欢
Spencer,
这样讲，对吧、
yeah.
他经常说 America, 啊，就里面这种感觉是比较嘲讽的嘛。
I would say...Well, when people are saying it, they're being a little bit sarcastic.
讽刺的对吧 ?America.
America.
We love America.
America, yeah.
America is the greatest country in the world.
Oh, I would pay so much money to hear you say that all day. America.
America.
Just remember, guys, it's not air, like America. It's mer, like
mer.
Hurt. Yeah, hurt or blurt.
So you don't say America,
yeah,
you say America.
America.
这个词其实都已经被收入到 Oxford Dictionary 了、
okay.
像前面说那个 collectivism, collectivist 也在最新版的牛津词典里面
Wow.
So guys, learn these words, start using them because they're in the dictionary now.
America.
America. 所以就是在一些搞笑呀那个轻松嘲讽的情况底下才用对吧 When you、
right.
talk about the country, 真的实际上讲到美国的时候 you should
yes,
still be using...
America.
好，那接下来呢，我们再看一组，就是把两个英语词放在一起，变成一个新词的词。
Okay, so what did we call these before? Portmanteau.
大家还记得吗 ？Portmanteaus,
right? Portmanteau.
每年 好像 the、English language has many new portmanteaus.、
Yes.
有一些 they just, you know, go out of fashion, but some are here to stay.
That's right.
我们今天选的就是这种 have lasting power, 比较持久的一些破馒头的词。
Okay, so the first one,、Jenny actually taught me yesterday.
对，我昨天给 Adam 看一个 fashion blog post, 给他看一篇时尚的推文，然后我说 Wow, this is such a cool word. And this word is?
Femleisure.
Femleisure.、No wonder you didn't know it.
Yeah.、
因为这个词的 first part is F-E-M.
Yes, fem, feminine.
就是女性化的意思。
Right.
然后 the second part is a complete word.
Right, leisure.
Leisure 就是休闲的、
right.
So put them together, you have
Femleisure.
It describes a style, a fashion style.
Yeah, you see this a lot, especially with, you know,、a lot of Instagram stars、
就这种网红美国的 Ins, 在 Ins 上面很红的像现在、Gigi Hadid、
right.
她的妹妹 Bella 然后 Kendall Jenner,
Right. They have this kind of like sporty sort of look.
对、就是是很运动的
Right.
Very leisure wear.
Right, but it still looks kind of feminine.
对，但是看起来呢又不失女性的温柔，这种女性化啊。所以呢，现在在美国最红的这种 style, the style of femleisure.
Okay.
And femleisure 这个词 it reminds me of a few years ago, like normcore was like really trendy, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that was the first thing we ever recorded together. It was about normcore.
Normcore.
Yeah.
就是穿得很简单、right. 但是又很 stylish.
Okay, well, speaking of, you know, exercise, we do have another one that's kind of related, right? Yoga size.
啊，这个大家一听就知道什么意思。
Yeah, this is pretty easy, right?
就是很多人喜欢做瑜伽、对吧你可以说、I'm going yoga-sizing now.
Yoga-sizing, yeah.
Yoga-sizing. 因为很多人他觉得 yoga 不是运动瑜伽不是运动、但是真的是很喜欢 yoga 的人他觉得这是特别好的一种运动、
I think it's probably the best exercise.
Do you yoga-size?
I would love to yoga-size.
Okay.
2017, I will start.
Start yoga-sizing.
Yoga-sizing.
好那接下来的这一个呢 I think all of us are guilty of this.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
That's right, that's right. Okay, so we always walk and text at the same time.
So you are
wexting.
So, 这个 W 就是来自于走路 walk.
Right, so of course when other people are wexting, you know, I'm always very annoyed.
别人 wex 的时候你就觉得好讨厌啊 Hey,、
right.
you're gonna run into me、
exactly.
你要撞到我了
But when I do it, you know, it's different I'm busy or I'm in a hurry
对这真的就是 everyone wexes nowadays 所以你看 that's why I think these words have staying power、因为 wexing 这个事情 I just can't see it disappear, you know, going away very、
right.
soon Well, the next portmanteau It's also the last portmanteau on our list today
Okay
这个是Diana 教我的 I was like, this is such an awesome word
it, Honestly, this one's better, in my opinion, than the other ones Adorkable
因为别人经常用在你身上吗
No, just
Adam is so adorkable
no one has ever called me adorkable No, I just mean because the other words, you know, yoga size, femleisure I don't know, I don't like them But adorkable, it sounds like adorable
and
dork
对
So it's the word, it's, it sounds very nice already
So, this we can give you a explanation.
Okay, adorable. Yeah, it just means so cute.
可爱
Right. Well, even more than that, right? I think.
但这里的 adorable, or even the word cute,、你可以用来形容小孩
Sure, yeah.
但是呢，就是也可以长大了以后 if you're into someone, 就是你跟一个人看对眼了
sure.
对他有感觉你可以说 Oh, he's really cute, check
yeah,
him out.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's adorable, or、yeah. she's adorable.、
Right.
这个时候就有一点那种两性之间的恋爱的那种感觉、对吧、
right.
有 chemistry.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, these days, more and more, a lot of girls in America really like the, you know, nerd style.
Dork
style.
啊、对就是Dork 的意思就是你前面说的 nerd.
Nerd, yeah. It's a little bit, yeah, it's pretty close.
它的意思就是一个书呆。
That's the thing. A dork doesn't necessarily have to be smart. a dork is kind of more like socially awkward.
Awkward, 对对对。反正 dork, 它以前还有 nerd, 以前都不是什么很正面不是什么很 positive 的。
Right.
But now, they kind of are.
Well, yeah, Zuckerberg, Bill Gates.
因为整个 Silicon Valley,、right. 对吧硅谷的这种影响好像 like dork、
right.
is the new hot. 就人家觉得这种 dork 风范的人是很性感的是很 adorable 的。
Right. Yep.
Hence the word.
Adorkable.
So can you use this word on both men and women?
Sure, why not? Jenny, you look adorkable today. Oh, guys, I wish you could see her eyes right now. If looks could kill.
没有，我在想我今天有什么很书呆子的感觉吗？ Now, when I think of this word, 其实就是一些 stereotype, maybe, 这个女生或者男生他戴了眼镜然后他也不是打扮的特别 fancy,、
right.
什么不是那种 family, but still, 你觉得他们 you know, there's something attractive about
yep,
them.
For sure.
那你的另一半是不是很 adorkable 呢？可以在留言里跟我们分享。好的，那我们今天最后要分享的一些呢 what we did a show on, 缩写 acronyms.
Acronyms, right.
所以我们今天最后要分享的都是几个 acronym,、but these are much newer and trendier.
Right.
这是比我们上次分享的那些要时髦很多我觉得、
right.
新潮很多啊。第一个是
YOLO.
YOLO.、
Yeah.
So YOLO 怎么拼啊、
Y-O-L-O.
And it stands for?
You only live once.、
所以这就是一个 attitude towards life, 人生态度是吧
Right, yeah. We used to always say、carpe diem, right? Seize the day.
Seize the day. Carpe diem 是 Latin,
right,
对吧拉丁语
But now,
抓住现在的意思
Yes, exactly. But nobody really says carpe diem anymore because everybody says
YOLO. YOLO. 所以这个 YOLO 用起来就是 mostly used on its own?
Yeah,
by、
sure.
itself?、
you usually see it kind of like people will post a picture of them doing something, you know,、really crazy or fun or risky maybe.
可能你去 like bungee jumping 之类的
yeah,、exactly.
蹦极跳然后你发朋友圈下面就写 YOLO,
YOLO
就可以了。
Yeah, yeah exactly.、
再下面一个呢是
FOMO.
F-O-M-O.
Right, exactly.
Stands for?
Fear of missing out.
也是一种生活态度。
Yes.
我觉得就是现在的年轻人很多都是既 YOLO 又 FOMO.、
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以这个 FOMO 就是你很怕错过什么
Something fun. Or...
对对 It's more like you said something fun. It's not like 怕错过什么生命里很好的学习机会啊什么 Not、
right.
something serious andYou know,、
exactly.
meaningful. It's formal. 其实我觉得这个是比较 negative 的 When you, I often hear people say, oh, you know, we have this formal culture.、好像现在最红的东西，网红的食物也好，网红的一种什么潮流，我一定要去 I need to get a piece of it.
Yeah,
you know,
right
need,
now, before it's gone.
那你是一个 formal 的人吗
I'm not. No, I'm not at all.、you know, there is, Jenny's right. This is kind of,You know, we use this for like kind of fun situations or popular things. One other way、you will hear this, though, is when you're talking about markets, especially house prices.
House, my phone.
Right. It's always going up and up and up and up、and up and up. And if you don't buy right now, you know,、you fear that you're going to miss out.
Miss、yeah. out. So you can say,
Gotta buy the house now, FOMO.
FOMO. So you can use it as well as send friends.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
FOMO.
FOMO,
yeah. Okay, so our last word for today is, it's very lovey-dovey.
Okay, so...
It's very
lovey-dovey. Okay, so OTP.
OTP.
Yes.
This is what the cool kids are saying in America, guys.
America. Yeah, all those cool kids over there.
对就是年轻人特别美国的 millennials, 90后、他们形容那种恋人爱人的时候现在特别爱用这个 OTP.
Right, okay. So one true pair.
啊、真爱是吧、一对真爱人。
Okay.
OTP. So you'll see millennials, 美国的年轻人他们就会说 oh, they're totally OTP.
That's right.
就这一对他们是真爱什么的 And of course, they'll break up the next month.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Wow. So pessimistic. What am I trying to say? So positive, pessimistic.
Well, maybe you're calling your own new word.
Yeah, pessimistic. I like it.
哎，你是自己会写一些歌的是吧
？Maybe yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, your next song
OTP
can be about OTP. 然后我们在节目里放一下。
I was hoping it could be about yogicizing.
好吧，但大家可能就更希望你唱、你写、你唱 OTP 的这种情歌。好，我们今天这些呢 ，So before.The year 2016 ends, 今年结束之前大家赶快学起来值得你学的新词。你喜欢哪一个呢？有哪些你已经在用的都可以到今天的留言里面告诉我们。
That's right, and if you have come across any new words that maybe you're kind of confused about, or maybe you just think they're really, yeah, it's cool.
对对对
yeah, just let us know.
对，大家可以到今天推送的下面给我们留言。好，那我们今天的节目是 It's really fun, 对吧？
Yeah,
是一个很轻松的一个节目。那我们的会员课程呢，也是同样的轻松实用，但是你会得到就是更具体的对话呀，还有外教主播的非常精彩地道的解释。所以如果你 you want to step up your effort in learning English, 在今年结束以前呢，好好的下定决心学英语。And we make it fun for you.
We sure do.
对 ,so become a Cayenne member. 大家可以到我们的微信公众号先来试用我们的会员课程。喜欢的话呢，你升级购买。只要629元一年，然后你就可以学习我们课程库里近800节的已有的课程，还有我们每天发布的新课。OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Merk.